It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
More a solo.
But tonight,
don't call it a comeback.
560 WQAM. As we are rolling along here today, we are on game day eve. Miami Dolphins getting set to take on the Buffalo Bills. And looking forward to what is that time?
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, look at this. She is. Hello, Jennifer. Yeah, he's right, though. He is right. He is right. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sherry. We got UFC 306 coming up, and that is going our way this Saturday live on pay-per-view. We have one of the young sensations of the UFC, an up-and-coming star, 19 years old, and he is Raul Rosas Jr. joining us here on the program. He is fighting coming up. What's going on, Raul? How are you, buddy?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. How is this whole experience been this fight week? I mean, this looks crazy. They're pulling out all the stops for this monster fight of the sphere.
Yeah, a lot of special things, so I'm excited.
What are the circumstances around fight week? Is like are there a lot of fanfare this week? What are they doing in Vegas?
Who?
Just like the UFC. Like, is it like you see the fans going crazy?
Oh, I haven't bumped into any like people at all, because it's been all at the Apex. So, but yeah, they will have ceremonial weigh-ins and press conference later this week. So that's when I'm going to see more of that.
Have you been to the Sphere yet? Have you actually gone there? Have you done anything there? Any, you know, media or anything like that?
No.
Getting ready to go. Are you excited about it, though? It seems like it's going to be a hell of a, like, they're pulling out all the stops for it.
Yeah, I'm excited for all of it, and I'm just enjoying this week.
Well, I mean, it's crazy to think of all the success. A UFC star, you entered it, like, right as you turned 18. You know, we saw you, down here in Miami, and you turned around from that. You gotten two big wins already. Going into this promotion at such a young age, like, Has it been everything you've dreamed of already so far, or has it been harder than you thought it was going to be? How has it lived up to your expectations making the UFC at such a damn young age?
No, everything has done. Obviously, that loss wasn't what I visualized, but everything else has gone exactly like how I imagined it. So I'm just thankful and blessed to be where I am today.
You took that, though, and you won so impressively the next two times around. So, like, how did you take that, and what did you learn from that to be so successful, like, right off the bat? Like, did you find it beneficial in any way, or was it just did it just frustrate you?
No, I found it beneficial. Like, when I lost, well, I can't do nothing anymore. The only thing I was able to do is learn and grow from it and try to not make those mistakes again. So I learned so many mistakes that I did in that fight, before and after, like leading up to the fight in the camp. So I went and fixed every single detail, and that's why I feel like I am the fighter that I am today.
For your standpoint, you're 18 years old. You make the UFC, which is pretty nuts. You know, you're not even 20 yet. At what age were you putting people in rear naked chokeholds? Because my son's 8 years old and he's already sneaking up on me and he's already like throwing. So like, at what age were you already kicking people's ass? Was it five? Was it in diapers? At what point were you already a monster?
I started training when I was four, but when I started like really, really getting good at it, where I could go with some adults, was probably like when I was 10 years old, I was able to start choking the adults out. So that's when I started doing
that. Oh my goodness, that's just terrifying.
10 years old, you're choking adults out?
Yeah. And then it was pretty even because I had like some experience already, so I knew what I was doing. And then they were like almost brand new, but you know the strength is it was way different, so I felt like it was kind of fair, you know.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I would like, at what point when you're doing this, are you too good to go with kids your age? Like, at what point did that happen when they're like, no. Raul's too good for this. We can't have him rolling with the other 10-year-olds or the 9-year-olds. He's destroying all of them.
I came from a small town, so there was never a kids class out. I just had my brothers that were like close in age and same size. But since I was like 13, no, 12, 13 years old, I started lying in the Naga tournament saying I was 18 years old and stuff because since you have to pay for to compete. I told my parents that if I was going to pay $100 to compete, I wanted it to be competitive. And so I was going into the dual expert divisions and I was doing pretty good.
Oh my God. So 18, you're going to like, so what is the first like age in a real competition? Like, what was the age of the person you're going up against as a teenager?
As a teenager, I think I was like 13 years old and then it was the first time that I went. There was no kids at the tournament, so they put me at 155 with the purple belt. He was like around 30 years old, and then I was able to go out there and beat him. So then after that, I was like, "Oh, f I'm just gonna stay competing with these adults."
Oh my God. So you ruined that guy's probably hobby at jujitsu. Like, if he's losing to a, like, I understand you're gonna maybe be champion of the world one day, but you beat a 30-year-old. He's probably like, well, if I lost to a child,
But
I
he didn't
probably
know
might.
that.
I
He didn't know that
understand.
because you told him he was 18. So he thought you were 18.
But I think he knew or he could see that I was young or something because when I beat him, we were supposed to only go once. And then he was like talking to the ref, like, I don't know about the match. He was complaining too much. And then my dad was like, all right, bro, just shut up. Let's run it back. So then we went back on the mat, did another 10 minutes. And then I smoked them even worse. So then after that, it was just like all said and done.
The damage was done. Run it back. Raul, we can't wait to see you in action this weekend, man.
Can't wait.
Go by UFC 306, Noche UFC. It's been a pleasure, man. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Thank you.
There you go. Raul Rosas Jr. That's kind of like your theory, Leroy, because you said I would never lose to Chuck Norris because he's 87 years old.
Right.
30 years old, you're losing to a child. You got to pack it up
And
after
then
that.
wait. That's not the worst
Twice.
part. Vlad, me and you looked up at the same time. The worst part was he said he's a child, run it back.
Yep.
And then you got your ass kicked again.
I'm like
Wow.
You can't ask
You
to get
can't run
running
it back.
back and then get your ass kicked.
No. No.
Oh man.
So and you can tell he's only 19, but he looked like a moose.
Yeah,
right?
he
big,
is.
He's been in some fights. He's been in some fights. You can
He's
see.
It's crazy, man, because it's like one of those things where, yeah, he's gonna be 20, I think, in October, but you've already been like on UFC pay-per-views at 18, now 19.
We know what that looks like because we got our boy Xander,
Yep.
and you remember we start talking to him before he was 18,
Yep.
fighting in other countries. That
16. He had to fight Mexico.
Yep.
Mexico don't play.
Yep.
Man, that was crazy. Run it back.
Wait. Somebody, you know, he needed that dude from Friday. You want some of this, old man? No. Oh my
Oh
goodness.
my God. That's
But
hilarious.
you know, he probably got older brothers, and because they were all the same size, so he used to, you know, brothers don't care. You know, brothers ain't, you know, they taking it, they trying to destroy you. So, yeah.
Yeah, my son sneaks up behind me the other day. He like throws the old choke lock
Well,
behind
he can't even get your
me.
his arm.
I was
He can't
laying.
even he can't even get your arms around that noggin. So
Dude,
yeah.
I'm telling you, he can. He's got
He finds a way.
these little baby gorilla arms, and he's like,
Wait,
I was like laying
till he
down.
jump up behind you and say, "Just go to sleep, daddy."
Shh. That's exactly how it was. Like, I was laying on my stuff. I was like watching TV on my bed, and then I'm like, you know, I had the door open, and he just goes, chokehold, kick. I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
At least he's nice enough to let you know what he's about to do.
Let you know it's coming.
You know, he lets you know that he's about to put you in a chokehold. Some of them just don't.
Put you to sleep quietly. Just go. Go to sleep. There you go. There you go.
Man, that's crazy. Well, appreciate Raul stopping by the show. By the way, we're giving you a chance to win a photo op and an autograph with the Stanley Cup champions. Their names, Alexander Barkov. Maybe you heard of them. Dmitry Kulikov. Maybe you heard of them. That's going to be courtesy of Hollywood Collectibles. If you guys want to win that autograph and photo op, text the word Panthers to 20357. That's Panthers to 20357. If you don't win, you can purchase your tickets at HollywoodCollectibles.com. Hollywood Collectibles is located on Sterling Road in Dania Beach.
Who, right by the fireworks place. hey, who don't they have some new guys they brought in with the guys they lost?
The Panthers?
Yeah.
They got some new guys. They got some new guys.
We haven't quite gotten there yet.
Nah, we haven't gotten there. We'll be there next week, though.
No. Okay.
You know,
I'm just saying because I like to be prepared since you snuck the guy in.
Stephen Lawrence?
you snuck the guy in that traded for my guy, and you told me after the interview.
Well, I what I did was I didn't want to tell you that he was the guy they traded for Duclair.
He didn't want you to judge him beforehand, you know? I think he did the right move.
Yeah, he didn't want you to be upset that Dookie's gone.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you got me. You always get me like that. You got me with the Kyle Lowry because I wanted to get you. And then we started talking about golf.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we ran out of time. See you next time, Kyle.
That's tough. Sorry,
well,
Kyle.
Look, now you know. Now you've learned because this month you can get him back.
Yeah.
Ooh. But, no, I don't have any. I mean, like, see, like, I'm trying to mourn the losses of the Lomberg.
Yeah,
you know, it's tough. You know, it's tough to see the Lamborghini go.
Jennifer,
I'll get used to my new friends.
Jennifer lost her two guys, one with the Heat.
Vincent
Lomberg.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I tried to forget for a couple weeks. You know,
has Caleb Martin fired his agent yet?
Well, he's in LA still.
That happened. I'm just wondering. Oh yeah, she loved Gabe Vincent. Don't worry, JFig. Trust me, they're rats off a ship on Gabe Vincent. He'll be back on the Heat one day.
Well, why would the Heat resign him? He don't play.
No, I mean he will when he gets back to the Heat. You know, that's how it works.
That's what they're doing. Jimmy time. That's the last one yet. Like you need no. I'm gonna be honest about this. I think Pat's biggest concern is the amount of games that his players play. I really think he thinks that's a big deal.
Yep.
Right? Because he can go sit in his office and justify and say this. We were two or three games away from the second seed. If I get any of my guys to play five more games, we could have got there. That is a hard pill to swallow. Not because you wasn't good enough, but because you had guys out. That's hard.
I agree.
And like, I believe in sport, you got to go through it to get there, right? I believe in camp. I believe you got to get those carries. I believe you got to take those hits in camp and in preseason to get ready for the season because you got to learn how to fall. You got to learn how to move your body when you're getting tackled. You got to learn how to do all that. And there's a lot of guys in the league that are banged up just from getting hit.
We will take a break, get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats Off a Ship is next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission. For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Yes! Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.